There are more police patrols in downtown Guelph these days. Though the pilot project isn't new, it started in April. City Council unanimously formalized funding for it on Wednesday evening using surplus dollars from last year's Guelph police budget. Council agreed to allow the force to use $260,000 of last year's $2.17 million police surplus toward the initiative, which runs through August. The supplemental staffing initiative sees dedicated officers patrol the core between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. each day. I'm hearing from my residents that they often feel unsafe when they are out and about in the downtown. That is mainly due to a large presence of community members who are accessing services at Royal City Mission and other downtown locations who may be dealing with mental health issues, with addictions issues, who may be experiencing homelessness, said Cown. Rodrigo Galler, whose ward includes downtown and who represents council on the Downtown Guelph Business Association alongside Cown. Kathy Downer. Additional police provide a bit of comfort for community members and for the downtown businesses that when they have an issue, there's someone that they can access. A similar patrol program was implemented last year. There was a very positive response, added Galler, noting there could be a request coming to make the program permanent after this summer. Though the vote was unanimous, it wasn't passed without questions being raised. Cown. Aaron Catton asked Mayor Cam Guthrie and Cown. Phil Ault, who represent Council on the Police Board, how police are addressing equity issues through the pilot project. Not everybody has had the same experience with police, Catton said, noting her personal interactions have been resolved to her satisfaction. Downtown, I can understand, is perceived as unsafe by some demographics, the councilor said, telling the story of a woman who called police in Kitchener and requested responding officers not be in uniform. Even my daughter, who has had zero bad experiences with police, asked why the army was downtown one time when she saw a heavily outfitted police officer on patrol. Ellipsis. She said it made her feel nervous. What steps are being considered to address the need for all people to feel safe downtown, including those who are historically uncomfortable with heavily uniformed police? Responding to that question, Ault urged Catton to raise the issue with Guelph Police Services Board Chair Peter McSherry or Chief Gordon Kobe, adding it would be inappropriate for council's board members to provide an answer. Because it is an operational matter, we would not be in a position to answer on behalf of an outside entity, which it is, added Guthrie. Efforts to reach McSherry and Kobe for comment were not immediately successful. Galler and Guthrie acknowledged policing isn't a silver bullet answer to safety concerns. There's just not enough services and supports available in terms of mental health supports, addictions treatment facilities in the city, said Galler. We really should have other levels of response to the issues of homelessness, addictions and mental health, but in the absence of an immediate response, we, the community members who live downtown, and the businesses want to see more of a police presence just to help with everyday comfort in the downtown.